From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippin. Here are your top local stories for June 12, 2026. Nevada Secretary of State Francisco Aguilar is urging those who used a mail ballot to vote in Tuesday's primary to watch for a message from election officials in case there is a signature issue. The deadline to fix or cure a problem is Monday, June 15th at 5 p.m. The problem would most likely be a missing signature or one that doesn't match the one on file. Voters can go to the website cure.nv.gov to cure the signature, or they can contact local election officials. Clark County's Court-Appointed Special Advocate Program, also known as CASA, welcomed new leadership on June 8th, inducting Vicki Wilson as its new program administrator. The nonprofit CASA serves abused and neglected children in foster care. The organization recruits and trains judge-assisted volunteers to advocate for the best interests of children in the family court system. Wilson's previous work in both volunteer management and child welfare has motivated her work today. She says the more she saw, the more she wanted to help. Wilson stepped into the role just over a week after previous administrator Sheila Park's retirement. Now Wilson will lead and support the staff and volunteers of the program. There are approximately 3,400 children in Clark County's foster care system on any given day. Voters in the historic west side of Las Vegas hit the polls early on primary day, June 9th, to begin casting their ballots, according to reporting by KNPR's Rafaela Gandolfo. The Doolittle Community Center near Lake Mead and MLK Boulevard saw steady traffic in the morning as handfuls of people shuffled in and out of the community center. Among a majority of voters, one concern remained consistent: high costs of living and health care. Denisha Mingo is a mental health practitioner and the founder of the nonprofit Solutions of Change. Though she usually votes as an independent, she registered as a Democrat for this year's primary. Mingo said, quote, "One of the biggest things is that it's very difficult for me to see the rising costs and the cost of living and watch those people who I know who are working daily fail to buy groceries. Looking at the cost of produce, looking at the cost of gas, not being able to drive, sometimes even just to their jobs." Echoing the concerns of many in the area, Mingo said she hopes her vote will have an impact on more than just herself, uplifting her community at large. Las Vegas' historic West Side has a predominantly Black and Hispanic population, and the median household income for the area is $34,000 a year, according to nonprofit Healthy Connect. Over the next 2 months, the Department of the Interior is soliciting comments on how climbing should be managed in Red Rock Canyon and other federal lands. In particular, a release from the agency said it is attempting to establish, quote, "common sense standards for evaluating and managing climbing activities, including the use of fixed anchors." Red Rock Canyon is considered a premier climbing area, holding some of the hardest graded climbs in the world. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.